Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. I've kind of cooled my jets a bit with ranting and covering news. I want to take your phone calls for the next 30 minutes and intersperse with important news before Dr. Russell Blaylock joins us to give us the latest on the scourge of fluoride in the water, viruses in the vaccines, and a lot more. He's going to be joining us. And then we're going to have open phones again in the third hour today. But I'd like to hear your breakdown of what you think of the attempts to censor the web, the attempts to launch all these new wars, naked body scanners coming to street corners near you with just crazy goons to violate your Fourth Amendment. This is about internal checkpoints for grabbing citizens on list and putting you in the back of paddy wagons. Once this total martial law comes in, if we're unable to turn this around, the most dangerous job is going to be one of these idiots running checkpoints. But the globalists don't care. They'll sit in their armored fortresses while you chicken necks go out there and face down the American people. I hope your servitude to evil's worth it. I hope you enjoy it, too. Really do. The toll-free number to join us today is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air today. The websites, again, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I don't know how else I'm supposed to say it. You better use the free internet or lose it. You better use Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or lose it. You think the system likes the fact that Infowars.com dwarfs MSNBC.com and RushLimbaugh.com combined and Glenn Beck's websites? I mean, you think the system likes that? You think they like it that the Drudge Report drives more traffic than the New York Times, Twitter, and Facebook combined? No, the system can't stand it. They can't stand the fact that we're the big media now. We're the big dog on the block. Move over, little dog, because the big dog's coming in. In fact, I want to come back from break, if we can, with Hank Williams, the original. Hank Williams, the first. With the move over, little dog. Fat dogs coming in. And, I mean, go ahead, stage nuclear attacks, launch war with Iran, launch cyber attacks on the internet. The truth of your criminality is already out there. You think because you start shutting the internet down that you're going to be able to get the people to acquiesce to your criminal takeover? You're exposed. You're done. And your program to fully implode the economy is what's going to fully hang your hind end politically. Because you've designed this implosion to get total control. Instead, you're imploding everything. Well, your takeover counted on imploding everything, but the public not knowing that the global megabank Ponzi scheme operators were behind it. But now you're imploding everything, but everybody knows it's you. That is the thinkers that aren't in total comas. The actual thinking, working, intelligent people. We've got the thinkers. You've got an army of zombies and control freaks. And you're bringing everything down, and those of us that said you were going to do it have the credibility because we had a long jump on you, because we didn't mind being laughed at. And now you're imploding everything, but you don't get to pose as the savior this time. Everybody knows you're the author of it on purpose. So good luck with that one. And the last thing I want is a shooting war in this country, but 3 million guns sold in December, 1.5 plus million in background checks, and that's just in the track guns. Average gun sale 2.1, that's 3.2 mil guns sold. 3.2 million guns sold in December, and they had surveys we covered a few weeks ago. Why are you buying guns? Number one, I don't trust the government. Number two, economic collapse, civil unrest. So people always say, call Congress and beg them for stuff. I just call them and let them know, we know you're criminals, we know you're scum, we know you're filth, we know you're terrorist. Okay, I mean, call them up. I mean, they, believe me, they're arming to the teeth because they know you're awake to them.
did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over. Cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
Okay, we are now into hour number two. A lot of stuff going on. A admiral in Iran has threatened to torpedo U.S. aircraft carriers, a giant escalation. The Russians have been making threats, the Chinese. All of this is going on. Janet Napolitano has given top security clearance to the Muslim Brotherhood, who basically works for the globalist. We've got those reports. Obviously, we have national protests going on right now by big internet outfits like WikiLeaks and Reddit. And our top stories at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are all dealing with the internet kill switch censorship bills. They've got three different versions in Congress. They played possum earlier this week and said, okay, we'll change the bills, but that's only to try to stunt opposition. But they are starting to buckle to the pressure. Now, I want to hit a few other news articles before I go to your calls ahead of Dr. Russell Blaylock joining us with some key health news information, retired brain surgeon, neurologist, breaking down the dangers of all these new vaccines they've got out and this attempt all over the country to inject children in public schools without parental consent. It's now going on illegally nationwide. California actually passed a law to do it, but a law that is unconstitutional is still illegal as well, Marbury versus Madison, but we are certainly not in Kansas anymore, and it's going to get crazier from this point on out. And I want to break down later, after Dr. Blaylock leaves us in the next hour, the architecture of this New World Order from the internet angle. You see, government is threatened at one level by the internet because it's destroying their credibility. But the big hitters that are actually created by DARPA and CIA funding like Google, they're saying don't censor it. But not because they're against overt censorship, but because this is ham-fisted by Congress and will screw up the infrastructure itself when Google, and the heads of Google obviously attend Bilderberg, understand let the web grow some more where everything's dependent on it so they can track and trace everything and then start to put filters on it slowly to consolidate the power. Google just thinks they're trying to lower the drawbridge on freedom a little too early. And I'm going to be breaking that down coming up in the next hour. But I do want to go to Rob, Greg, Ed, Michelle, Nate, and others. But first, let me get to the TSA news that I have. If you go to Infowars.com, we have a plethora of articles that we've done breaking this down in the past that are linked to in Kurt Nimmo's article, New York Moves to Deploy Body Scanners on the Street in Search for Guns. And then it has links to the latest announcements. The point is, this has been going on a long time. It's a violation of your privacy. It's a violation of the 10th Amendment because the feds are involved. And it also exposes you to radiation risk. But here's the article. NYPD Commissioner Ryan Kelly told CBS News in New York his department is looking to deploy terahertz imaging detection scanners on the street in the war on illegal guns. Now, remember, whenever they say they're looking at it, that's like the head of the Office of Science, the White House science czar. His first speech 3.5 years ago was to say, hey, guess what? We've already been testing for decades terraforming or geoengineering the atmosphere with aluminum dioxide, barium salt, or chemtrails. Guess what? That's all real. But we're going to keep the details classified, but so far it's been a test. And that's what they're saying. When you watch the CBS News piece that we're linked to in our Infowars.com article, they admit they've already got the systems up and are testing them. They're already in the city of New York with Homeland Security money. And, 4 years ago, Homeland Security bought these giant mobile 18-wheelers that they're now setting up on highway checkpoints. It's now happening. And they just have you walk through them and naked body scan you. And that's not enough. They randomly ask you questions to see if you're a terrorist with some quack brain reading machine that picks up facial expressions. And they get these minimum wage employees and have them read a book and take a 6-hour class on facial expressions. And I had one of these idiots at the Austin TSA a few months ago come over and go, you're a troublemaker, Alex Jones. And I thought it was a joke. It was so pathetic and worm-like. I started laughing at the guy. I thought it was a joke. And he goes, no, you are a troublemaker. Where are you going? What are you doing? And I just answered his question to be amiable. I wasn't in the mode of, you know, hey, none of your business, idiot. And then he was like trying to act like I was doing something and looking at me. And I go, oh, you're doing your behavioral thing. You're God now, huh? Statistically, you're getting cancer from the scanners. Statistically, you guys have incredible high crime rates of robbing, raping, stealing from people. Don't sit there on your goody two-shoes throne where you, the government, are good and I'm bad. That's what it's all about. It's about this crook government teaching us we have to lay under them and put up with all their garbage and suck their boots, whatever they say, and as they suck off on us with their taxes and all their regulations and all their bugging their eyes out at us and cops strutting around everywhere trying to intimidate the public. This isn't what a free country looks like. It's what a rat-infested third world cesspit looks like. You guys aren't protecting America. You're helping deep six it for the traitor bankers that have taken over this country. And I'm sick of you, and I want you out! Man, I'm getting angry. And in case you think I'm joking, here's the CBS New York minion as we analyze this propaganda up there telling you it's secret and you don't know. And he's kind of getting off on it, the body language. Ooh, he's part of the system. And ooh, it's so good to bootlick and be all part of it. Like, if you just join it, if you just have a good little attitude about it, you're on the winning team. I mean, you know you want to be on the winning team. Oh, look how America's winning under globalism. It's falling apart. Oh, Al Gore said Napton and Gow were going to be great in 94. Oh, yeah, and he invented the internet, too. And he lays gold and eggs under your Christmas tree. He's a Christmas Easter bunny. I mean, it's all a bunch of slime. Here is the teleprompter reader, and the controllers load in. Act happy and satisfied. They have little cues for them, and the best news readers are the ones that, in a dog-like way, follow all the orders of their controllers. And then they can nationally write the script and have all the little regurgitators, their trained vomit heads, vomit. You know, the big New World Order mama bird vomits the lies in their mouth, and then they vomit them back on us. And then when you're around the water cooler or whatever, the local chicken neck vomits it back on you, because they're real smart. Because they repeat what the sitcom or drama or news show told them. It's real great to have radiation beams shooting up and down the street, and it shows images of naked people walking around the street, because that's what a free country does. With telescreens everywhere saying, don't trust your neighbors in the Walmarts and other places. I mean, okay, here it is. Here's the clip.
Could soon be getting a virtual pat-down as you walk down the street and not even know about it. NYPD is testing new technology that would secretly scan pedestrians for weapons. This is Hazel Sanchez shows us why privacy advocates say this crosses the line.
Oh, it crosses the line. No, let's stop right there. They crossed the line a long time ago. They crossed the line in 1913 letting a private bank take our country over. I'm going to go out to break and come back with your calls. I meant to go to them earlier. This isn't a radio show, folks. It's not an act. It's not some talk show host with a big bloated ego. I know I'm in a scientific matrix grid in the early phases of being inserted into an extermination system. I've got all their documents, all their statements. I'm watching them carry it out right on time. I know I'm 100% right. I wish I wasn't right. I want to turn this around before it's too late. We won't have time to play it all, but this compares Mitt Romney to Hitler as similar statements. I'll have to get to it later. We're not going to have time now to get to it. Let's just go to a call as we go to break here. Robin, North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing around a bunch of zombies. I don't know.
I appreciate you taking my call. I want to say keep up the laughter because I think in all the insanity, it actually helps listeners get through some of this crap that we're seeing. So,
is it crazy in Dallas that they went in the pants and in the underwear of Miss USA and actually went into her body? I mean, isn't that freedom? I mean, should the national flag be someone being strip searched?
I tell you, I'm not flying anymore. Ever since the TSA have been in the
They
airport.
Don't care. They got control freak pervs who couldn't get a job at McDonald's who are just going to pull you over, and they're going to get their hands on your wife and children. This is about pervert submission and about child pedophile training by the pot-bellied demons in little blue monkey outfits.
But anyway.
That's what the TSA is. It's like the Wicked Witch in Wizard of Oz, the flying demons. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I had a few things. Obviously.
Well, stay there. I'll just come back to you, Rob. Holy mackerel, excuse me. Oh, boy, I am really getting angry right now. Oh, my goodness. I am trying to I can't take the insanity anymore. I mean, it is crazy. Cop pulls you over and wants to search your car for drugs. Hey, cop, your boss has shipped the stinking stuff in, and you know it!
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We just need to stop being comfortable with all this. I mean, they're federalizing everything. They're saying they can secretly arrest you and have you disappear. They're saying they want to openly shut down the internet and shut down websites with no due process. They've stolen tens of trillions of taxpayer money. Mega banks that are Ponzi scheme criminals run the society, and they're all a bunch of eugenicists talking about how we deserve to live like slaves because there's too many of us. And I hear idiots who are having their standard of living destroyed saying, well, there are too many of us. There's so many people that fantasize that they're with the power structure because they just decide to go along with it. That's like if you got dropped off in the middle of the African savannah and ran up to some lions and said, eat me, as if you were happy to be eaten, that made you somehow, you know, with the lions. Let's go back to Rob in North Carolina. Rob, go ahead and make a point.
Oh, thanks again. There's a few things on my radar. I'd like to say that I moved from Michigan down to North Carolina this year, and there's definitely a huge difference as far as the number of people that talk about what's going on and are awake to what's going on. And thank God I kind of followed my dream, and we moved down here. And this is the place where I need to be, because I'm telling you, there's definitely pockets of this country that are definitely more awake than others. And I hope, I'm kind of, slowly passing along everything that I'm learning to the people that are at least, open to listening to it, because there's a lot of people that don't really, they don't want their heads in the dirt,
But you're saying that you're finding more people awake in North Carolina than you found in Michigan.
Oh, I'm telling you, my friends up in Michigan, they pretty much disown me. And down here, and we didn't move because of anything.
So when you talk about the Bill of Rights and Constitution, that's evil in America. Yeah, we're the bad guys.
No, I talked about 9/11 because, I remember that day when Building 7 came down. I was eating dinner. I'm like, what the F happened?
Oh, I've got police on tape saying, get back. They're going to blow it up. And I talked to the deputy head of emergency management. He said, yeah, they blew it up. And so they killed him a few weeks later. I even interview people. Hey, you're the deputy head. Yeah, they blew it up. Oh, they killed him. Oh, no big deal. I've had quite a few guests they killed. The D.C. madam. I told her on air. I said, they're probably going to kill you. A month later, dead. I murdered her. The New World Order is really nice people, though. Everything's fine, yeah. Nice. I'm supposed to just ignore all the news feeds of cops saying, get back, they're blowing up the building. Yeah, I'm just supposed to ignore that, yeah.
It's coming down, run away.
And then I talked to the actual cops who were on the video in New York. I ended up going to New York repeatedly and meeting them. Meeting the cops who were on video, on TV. They're like, yeah, there was a countdown, and the feds told us they weren't supposed to tell us there was a countdown, but for our safety, they nicely told us they were going to blow it up, get back. I mean, I'm talking to cops who saw it. They blew it up. They said on the news they blew it up. National news said they blew it up. And I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, well, buildings fall down like that. It's physics is different in New York, okay? So let's get real. That's the way it is in New York. Buildings fall down, okay?
And two passports were found in the rubble that day. And if you believe that, those passports are made of stuff tougher than Thor's hammer. Than the devil's derriere. I mean, these are the hardest things on the planet. I mean, that's reasonable that the plane flew in and that out of their jackets they exploded in the flame through the building, down to the ground with the collapse of the buildings and the 5 feet of dust and all the bedlam, and were found that day. That's totally reasonable, sir, and if you don't believe it, you're crazy.
That's like a needle in a haystack, it's an easy thing to do.
Sir, come on, the government loves you.
Hey, there's two people that I've kind of heard, I've been listening to your show quite a while. I read her book, Dr. Judy Wood. She actually discusses energy field weapons that she theorizes that were used on 9/11. And for a long time I thought it was nanothermite that brought the buildings down.
Well, let me just be clear, because I'm going to break and then I'll come back with other calls and Dr. Blaylock. I have never criticized preemptively people that get into speculative theories about 9/11, and not even so much her, but others out of the gates attacked me and said, 5 years ago, you won't cover this. And so, automatically it's like convert to this idea. I just go with 9/11 what I can prove. The hijackers according to even mainstream media, were trained at U.S. bases and were protected by the CIA and Mossad. Now, that's a fact. And there's all these other facts. I stick to what I can prove that proves the official story is a fairy tale.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, here's the deal. I will get to Greg, Ed, Michael, Nate, and everybody else that's holding as soon as we start the third hour. Then I'll get back into all the other news I haven't covered yet and how the system plans to censor the Internet and basically consolidate it into something that is unrecognizable. If you go to Infowars.com right now, at the very top of the page, we have a banner that says Stop the SOPA, Stop the PIPA, all of these admitted Internet kill switch type systems. And it says Join the Fight, click here now, a big activist page with copies of the legislation and all the facts. And if you also go to the front page of Infowars.com, it's not just at the top right-hand corner, but it's also there in the featured news section. SOPA, PIPA battle rages. Tell Congress we will not accept censorship. SOPA co-sponsors defect, backtrack after blackout. Steve Watson has an article. Iran threatens to torpedo U.S. aircraft carriers. That is on the official Iranian news sites. That's a really crazy escalation. TSA is not planning to test employees for radiation. They said they were. Now they've backtracked. New York moves to deploy body scanners on street and search for guns. And a key article by Paul Watson, The Secret Behind SOPA, where the globalist admits about censorship. That's just some of what's up at Infowars.com right now. Now, popping in via video Skype for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and audio for radio listeners is Dr. Russell Blaylock. He is a retired board-certified neurosurgeon author. He's a former clinical assistant professor of neurology at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. He is the author of numerous books and numerous scientific articles, including Excitotoxins in 94, that's now gone to the mainline literature, on NutraSweet and a lot more, 2002 on natural strategies for cancer patients, 2003, and writes a monthly newsletter, the Blaylock Wellness Report. Blaylock has done an amazing job over the years exposing the H1N1 shot, all of it. And he joins us here today to get into California saying we're going to shoot your kids up with Gardasil without even telling the parents. That's now law, but you can't really legalize tyranny. You can't have a law saying black people are slaves. I don't care if you have a law. The law is bull. But also, we had an article on Infowars.com that he wants to correct. It's fluoride linked to number one cause of death in new research. And in his analysis, he says, yes, in his email to us, yes, it is connected to the plaques, but not in the way you're saying. So he's going to flesh that out, and we'll have an update added to one of our great authors' research on that front as well. But I've had a lot of scientists on who talk about it, you know, related to the calcification also in the joints, not just the arteries. But I'm not a medical doctor or a brain surgeon, so we'll get that from Dr. Blaylock here in a moment. Dr. Blaylock, we've seen record numbers not taking the shots. It came out that the H1N1 did cause Guillain-Barré, something you predicted. It did come out that they knew this. It did come out that in the Canadian government studies, as you know, and university studies, that it reduced your normal autoimmune response to regular flu by half. I mean, there's really an awakening happening right now. So they're coming down with both feet on us. They've got CDC programs, as you know, calling people's homes, sending letters, local funded health departments by the feds are going door to door now saying we're here to give your child a shot. Just total color of law hoaxing. Is this desperation or what's behind it? And what's the basics on these vaccines, sir?
Well, it is desperation. And the problem they have now is a lot of good, hard science is coming out showing that these vaccines are not safe. Particularly due to the adjuvant aluminum compound. There's a group out of Vancouver. I'm friends with these researchers, and they've written several articles that are very powerful showing that this is not safe. There's also immunologists that work with autoimmune diseases that are showing that a number of autoimmune diseases are being related to these vaccines. Narcolepsy was occurring in these small children. In Australia, they blocked the vaccine because of the onset of this narcolepsy in these small children in Norway. This is devastating neurological damage, and we have a very good mechanism to explain this. I've written several articles in peer-reviewed journals in which I explain how this mechanism works and why the vaccines is doing this. Well, they can no longer completely ignore this because it's in the prestigious journals now, and that terrifies them. I've never seen such promotion of vaccines as occurred after this H1N1. You would have thought, after all the material that I gave you showing that even the CDC knew it and the World Health Organization knew it, that they were caught in their lies and the damage that was done to millions of people worldwide, you think they would have backed off this push for vaccines. But no, they doubled their effort, which is terrifying because it's destroying the lives of tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, of children and adults worldwide. So it's a severe act of desperation. They're going to churches. Mm-hmm. They're going to pharmacies. Everywhere I go in a pharmacy, there's just signs everywhere. Now, this year we had, I looked on the CDC site, zero deaths, no deaths from flu. Yet they were pushing it as if The streets were littered with dead bodies from the flu.
And yet, sir, I see articles even in mainstream news every day about this company fined for 15 babies dying in illegal vaccine test. This nurse died 1 hour after flu shot. I mean, I talk to people. I have a guy who works here whose wife's an RN. She knows a nurse in a wheelchair, a young nurse from it, 3 years later from the shot they made her take or they threatened to fire her. I mean, this is a scourge. But then I'm seeing some doctors and nurses now going public, at, you know, thanks to you and others' work. And as you said, peer-reviewed journals coming out and confirming your pioneering research and others. But on the other side, I'm seeing other doctors, including doctors I know personally through family connections and things, who are becoming almost like jihadis or I guess the term could be they're on some type of crusade, wild-eyed, saying arrest people that don't take it. There's never been a problem from vaccines. They're totally perfect. So those that have been out there pushing it forever at the low level, they're not going to admit they were wrong. So it's almost like people who've been involved in abortion will never admit it's wrong, most of them, because they don't want to admit what they've done. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, the people that are coming out with these shrill replies about the safety, when you pin them down, I mean, when they are going to debate me, none of them will debate me or any of the other people who question the safety, you find out they know absolutely nothing about neurological injury. They know absolutely nothing about the immune response in the brain from vaccination. For instance, Dr. Paul Offit, who is their leading cheerleader, he admitted on videotape that he didn't know anything about neurology, and he couldn't imagine what mechanism could connect vaccines to seizures and other neurological injuries. I've written extensively about it. I've had at least 10 articles written demonstrating how systemic immune overstimulation produces brain damage and malformed brains in children.
But, sir, I'm not a brain surgeon neurologist like you are. I just know that I've talked to literally thousands of parents over the years, and I've seen the medical reports. You take the 18-month-old in for the third round of shots, a lot of times they have a convulsion right there in the clinic or right there in the car or that night, and Billy never talks again. He wakes up like a six-month-old baby when the day before he was running around reading his ABCs and catching the football. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist, but if I watch a truck run over somebody and they've got broken legs, I don't think, well, they just broke their legs magically. The truck ran them over.
Well, if this was anything other than vaccines, you would see an immediate banning of this overnight. I remember back when little premature children, babies were being born, and a lot of them were ending up blind, and they didn't know why. Then some intrepid investigator discovered, well, when you use 100% oxygen in these little cribs and these preemies, it destroys the eyes. Well, they didn't deny it and wait and see if they could prove it absolutely. They changed the oxygen percentage and blindness disappeared.
The blindness disappeared again. What was the drug in the 50s that caused the hundreds of thousands of the babies that had the short arms and legs from the it was a tranquilizer women were taking while pregnant. They told them it was okay.
Yeah, it was thalidomide. And thalidomide was a very safe tranquilizer for adults, but it produces gross, terrible malformations in these small babies. Well, they didn't wait 1 second to ban thalidomide. And then they didn't launch this attack on anyone who made a connection between thalidomide and these malformations. They immediately banned thalidomide, and the malformation stopped. Well, the government, for instance, they know a lot of this, and that's why they refuse, absolutely. And I have a friend who's an epidemiologist who applied for a $1 million grant to compare unvaccinated children in the Amish community with vaccinated children, their whole health parameters. Very good design study. They refuse to fund it. They've never given any funding for any study that will compare vaccinated and unvaccinated children in terms of their total health, because they know what it's going to show. It's going to show that the unvaccinated children are infinitely healthier. And there is good scientific evidence in a mechanism by which this over-vaccination that we're doing now in the world, the United States is worse than any country in the world, can destroy the immune system, making these children more susceptible to infections. They're going to have a higher death rate from minor infections. And they know that, and that fuels the panic for more vaccines. We have college students are told, you have to get all the childhood vaccines again. Now, you're thinking, all of us went through college, university, and we didn't have any problem with meningitis and all these other things they're talking about today. I don't remember a single student ever dying. But now, suddenly, it's such an emergency, we have to make sure every college student is vaccinated. Well, I have treated college students who were just destroyed. One was a very brilliant young lady, daughter of a friend of mine, who took these vaccines, and she was just devastated neurologically and physically. We did some things and brought her through it. But it there's no question it was due to the vaccine. Her father's a physician.
Dr. Blaylock joining us right now. Why, from studying this for decades, what is the strategy of the big pharma? Because obviously as they damage more and more people, the tide is turning against them. Is it short-term profit? I know we've talked about eugenics, population reduction. Are they just trying to set the precedent where they can get away with whatever they want, whenever they want? I mean, what is the method of this madness?
Well, if you look at it, a very close parallel to what we're seeing now was the eugenics movement in the 20s and 30s up to the 50s. They told us the same thing. This is for public health. Unless we get rid of these bad gene pools, we're going to ruin society and all of us are going to pay. It is an emergency public health issue that we round up these people, forcibly sterilize them against their will, even put them in concentration gulags, which if you read the book by Black about the history of eugenics in the United States, where they forcibly sterilized thousands of young women against their will. And they use the same argument. Well, now we look back on it and we say, oh, this was an atrocity in American history that we allowed public health officials to put these people in gulags. And they, in fact, there was a very well-known ophthalmologist who said anyone who wears glasses should be sterilized because we don't want to promote blindness in the United States. Now, this is a matter of record. He even submitted a bill to the New York State Legislature to have it where people with glasses would be forcibly sterilized. Now, this is where this insanity can lead. Well, with that parallel in mind, here we come with a vaccine policy that is just as dangerous or more dangerous, that's destroying brains, destroying immune systems, and we're saying, oh, it's a public health emergency that these people be vaccinated. Now, these cheerleaders that you're talking about, these physicians who just get livid over this and wild-eyed, they're the people who are listening to this propaganda. They are listening to propaganda that says, oh, we're going to return to the days of mass death from measles if we don't mass vaccinate people and forcibly. Well, if you look back before we had a measles vaccine, which I grew up under those days, I didn't have anybody in any of my classes die from measles. All of us got the measles. I don't remember anybody in town who had children that died from the measles.
By the way, I've got three children. None of them ever vaccinated, and they've all had the measles, and it was no big deal.
Well, it's not saying that there weren't children who died from the measles. They were immune suppressed or sick from other diseases like leukemia, and they will die. But this whole idea that we've got to massively vaccinate, are we going to return to those days? Well, the days they're talking about are in the 1800s and 1700s. They're not talking about in modern times when there was sanitation and better food. That's what caused the drastic fall in these diseases and the low mortality rate. If you look at the mortality of diseases for which there's no vaccine in the United States, it had the lowest death rate and complication rate anywhere in the world.
Well, doctor, what about this? I mean, I see articles all the time. I saw one in CBS News just a few weeks ago. Again, every year where they're giving these polio vaccines all over the world, and it's causing it's like it's weaponized, super deadly polio. And now I've got a report right here. The main cause globally now of polio is the vaccine.
Yeah, they even named it vaccine-mediated polio because the World Health Organization admitted it was being caused by the vaccine. Now, the interesting thing was, in the United States, we recognized that the live polio vaccine was the only cause of polio in the United States after the 1960s. Every case was caused by the vaccine. So they outlawed it. You could only use the killed vaccine in the United States. So the drug companies took the live virus polio vaccine and brought it to the third world and started mass vaccinating them, knowing it was going to cause epidemics of polio. Well, then there's an article in the World Health Journal which says, well, yes, we did create an epidemic of this special vaccine called polio, but now that we've triggered it, we have to double our efforts at vaccination. This shows the insanity of these people.
But as you said, they are coming down with both feet with their propaganda right now out of desperation. I see it backfiring, Dr. Blaylock. We're about to go to break, but briefly, what are you seeing out there in the public?
Well, the public is a lot wiser than the medical profession overall itself, particularly the pediatrician. They understand what's happening. Because like you say, they read these stories, they talk to their friends, and say, my child was perfectly normal and doing really well, was vaccinated. 2 days later, they end up with seizures that's uncontrollable or neurological deterioration. So, you know, any rational mind, when you're looking at cases all over the world, everybody's having the same experience. It's that close association. Only an idiot would deny it.
Only an idiot or somebody in denial because they've been shooting kids up and don't want to admit it. We'll be back with Dr. Blaylock. We'll give you his website, too.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There is nothing more frustrating, nothing that makes me more angry than knowing that the bisphenol A, this fluoride, the shots is hurting people. I mean, the U.S. number one in obesity, number one in cancer, just number one right down the line. And we're the main beneficiaries of this medical mafia. Going back to Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, retired brain surgeon, neurologist. We've only got this short segment, one more little segment with you, Dr. Blaylock, and there's so much, obviously, to talk about. But anything else you think you should add on vaccines before we get some into fluoride?
Well, the really frightening thing about the vaccines is that these people know that they're endangered, so they're trying to push mandated vaccines in the states. That means you have no choice whatsoever. Well, a lot of the states that have mandated vaccines like HPV, the Gardasil, there's a lot of options opting out that's allowed. Well, there's some articles recently in JAMA, the Journal of the AMA, which said we ought to get rid of the ability for these parents to opt out and these children should be forcibly vaccinated. Well, they know that if they have to debate this, they're going to lose. So they want to go to legislatures and judges, have this mandated so you have no choice. They'll take your child away and forcibly vaccinate them. And then when the child is destroyed neurologically, they'll give them back to you and say, now, take care of the child. We don't think it had anything to do with the vaccine. Well, this is happening thousands of times, tens of thousands of times.
And listen, I was talking to this nurse and others. A lot of times when they make you get it and then now you're in a wheelchair, they don't even want to see you. It's like you don't even exist. They take no responsibility.
Exactly. And the doctors say there's no way that could be connected to the vaccine when there's a very good mechanism. You can do this in experimental animals. You vaccinate them with the same thing that's used as a immune adjuvant in the vaccine. You'll produce neurological injury. You'll produce paralysis.
Briefly, from your research and others, what on average is happening in the brain? Because you always hear it's when they give them the double, the triple. One reporter I was talking to, they said, oh, your child's behind. We'll give them six shots, nine different viruses. And it was that night convulsions and for 4 years, you know, screwed up guts, everything.
Well, it is absolutely proven. If you massively stimulate the immune system systemically, that is by a vaccine, it will massively activate the brain's special immune system, which is governed by microglia cells. And these pour out excitotoxins into the brain as well as inflammatory cytokines for months, even years. And that's what's producing the damage and the death in these children. Well, this has been done experimentally in animals and thousands of laboratories all over the country. This is a very hot topic. Yet we ignore this research that shows that if you do this, you're going to get this damage and that the brain is highly vulnerable at this age. We just totally ignore it. And I parallel it to, well, what if you say it's important that people take their hypertensive medications, so we should make it where we don't tell them that there's complications to these medications because that might scare them away from taking the medicine. So we can start lying about side effects of drugs and everything else that has to do with surgery or anything else. We just won't tell people that things can happen. And that's exactly what they're doing with vaccine. They all admit these complications occur, but they say, well, if the public finds out, they'll be afraid to get the vaccine, and then we won't be able to.
Yeah, so they claim it's this trade-off, but then we know it's producing immunity. We know it's not even protecting people in most cases, so it's a fraud when you break it down. We're about to go to break with just five more minutes with you, but looking at autoimmune responses, wasn't it the swine flu that killed tens of millions? It was an over-autoimmune response in the lungs that actually killed people? I mean, it's well known that a regular virus a lot of times kills you from the autoimmune response, correct, doctor?
Well, your body's overreaction to the vaccine, absolutely, and to the virus. But you see, this goes to an informed consent issue. Patients and families are being denied informed.
Exactly. Stay there. Back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.